from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. September 13th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Carlita Shaw, Global and Personal Healing Circle Raising Planetary Consciousness. There's a weekly healing circle that connects personal healing to global well-being, exploring how our inner work can impact the planet. Each session focuses on a pressing environmental issue, using practices like meditation and trauma healing. Research from the Global Consciousness Project suggests that collective meditation can create measurable changes in our world, hinting that our shared focus might have a broader influence. The idea is that just as we clean up the physical environment, we also need to address our inner pollution, negative thoughts, unprocessed emotions, and stress. By healing ourselves, we contribute to a healthier collective consciousness. The circle is donation-based, making it accessible for everyone, and invites participants to send healing requests for those in need. Carlita Shaw, an environmental conservationist with extensive experience, leads this initiative, blending ecological science with spiritual practices. It's a beautiful way to engage with both personal and planetary healing. Next, second from New Alice. Has an Indian disruptor just built the world's lightest off-road helmet? A new Indian company claims to have created the world's lightest off-road helmet, which is definitely intriguing. While it's easy to be skeptical about such bold claims, especially from a lesser-known brand, the helmet is made from carbon fiber, a material known for its strength-to-weight ratio. This could mean better protection without the bulkiness that often comes with off-road gear. What's particularly interesting is the focus on affordability. Many high-quality helmets can be quite pricey, so if this one manages to balance safety and cost, it could be a game-changer for riders looking for both performance and value. As with any new product, it's essential to wait for independent testing and reviews to see how it holds up in real-world conditions. But if the claims are backed by solid evidence, this helmet could really shake up the market. Up next, third from South Dakota Voices. Recent events in South Dakota have raised concerns about potential abuses of power reminiscent of Orwell's Ministry of Love. Julie Burgut, a local farmer, has been facing criminal investigation after questioning a mega dairy facility's impact on her community, suggesting that her inquiries are bay. NG met with hostility, investigations and threats to stop dialogue, crush competition, and grease palms. This reflects a broader trend where individuals who challenge powerful interests may find themselves targeted by state agencies. A businessman from Sioux Falls, who prefers to remain anonymous, reported simultaneous scrutiny from 3 state agencies after his cost-saving business began affecting the profits of some affluent locals. This raises questions about whether there's a coordinated effort to silence dissent. Additionally, the state's corrections system appears to be a focal point for these concerns. Governor Roden's push for an expensive new prison building, which lacks funding for rehabilitation, has drawn criticism. Many believe this decision was influenced by campaign contributions, suggesting financial interests are prioritized over community needs. Lastly, Jared Bosley's experience with Summit Carbon Solutions, which damaged his farm while conducting surveys, adds to the narrative of individuals being pressured by larger entities. These incidents collectively suggest a troubling environment in South Dakota, prompting calls for community action and accountability. And then, fourth from Cremio Recuil, what's up with self-hating white liberals? A recent analysis dives into the curious trend where white liberals in the U.S. show a preference for other racial groups over their own, a pattern that holds up across multiple surveys. This self-derogation is a relatively new phenomenon, emerging after the Great Awakening around Obama's re-election. Interestingly, this isn't seen in other racial groups who consistently favor their own regardless of political stance. The data suggests that the more liberal a white individual is, the stronger their preference for outgroups. This shift is not mirrored by white conservatives, who remain stable in their self-regard. Events like George Floyd's death significantly impacted these attitudes, doubling anti-ingroup bias among white liberals, while moderates were affected to a lesser degree. Internationally, however, similar trends don't appear. White individuals in places like Europe and Australia still tend to prefer their own racial groups, even among left-leaning populations. Overall, this complex landscape of racial attitudes highlights a unique aspect of American liberalism that doesn't seem to replicate elsewhere. Next, fifth from Music Added, why we should still be writing love letters. I'm thinking about why love letters still matter, and the simplest answer is that they're a tiny, concrete way to slow down and really be seen. The piece starts with a personal story. A teen who tucked 30 handwritten notes into a Tolstoy book only to have her mother discover them and encourage a proper letter. That anecdote shows the letter's power to turn shy, fleeting feelings into something lasting enough to keep. From there, the article threads through history. Ovid, Heloise, and Abelard, the 17th-century French salons, and later figures like Hugo, Kafka, and Wolfe. Each example shows that a love letter is less about grand declarations and more about the intimate, often messy, exchange of selves. Even when famous writers' private notes get published, the value lies in the glimpse they give us into ordinary, vulnerable moments. The takeaway is practical. Writing a love letter forces you to choose words deliberately to give attention that a text message can't match. It becomes a personal artifact, a record of who you were and how you felt, and reading others' letters lets us vicariously experience those emotions. So if you want a quiet way to connect or simply to understand yourself better, pick up a pen and let the ink do the slow work. Up next, sixth from New Atlas, 7-seat ladder. Frame Mitsubishi Pajero is back to combat 4x4 status quo. It's been 5 years since Mitsubishi pulled the Pajero from its global lineup. Make that closer to a decade for regions that knew it as the Montero. The nameplate's return wasn't a secret, and not long after the company released the first teaser, we got the new age SUV's full-fledged debut. Category: automotive transport tags, Mitsubishi SUV 4WD. And then, seventh from Science Alert, astronomers spotted a bear on Mars. A high-rise camera on the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter took a single image of a hill that, by chance, looks like a bear's face. The eyes are two small craters, the nose is a V-shaped collapse, and the head is a circular circular fracture. Scientists explained each feature with ordinary geology: a collapsed vent, a buried impact crater, and a fracture from settling material. The resemblance is a classic case of pareidolia, the brain's habit of seeing faces in random patterns. It's harmless, just a reminder of how our visual system is tuned to spot faces quickly. Similar faces have appeared before on Mars, but high-resolution images always show them as plain rock formations. The bear image is no exception, just a coincidence of lighting and shape. Next, 8th from Science Alert. Researchers discover a green hydrogen gold mine beneath Australia's red dirt. Researchers from Edith Cowan University in Australia have found promising signs of natural hydrogen reserves beneath Western Australia, which could play a significant role in the shift to low-carbon energy. Their study, published in the International Journal of Hydrogen Energy, focused on how hydrogen is generated when hot water interacts with magnetite, a mineral found in iron ore. Instead of drilling, they conducted lab experiments simulating underground conditions, discovering that magnetite powder produces 5 times more hydrogen than larger slabs. This suggests that fractured, porous rocks might be ideal for hydrogen extraction. The study also revealed that the process alters the magnetite into hematite, which could affect future hydrogen production and gas storage. While there are still challenges to overcome in tapping into these reserves, the findings indicate that Australia could potentially become a major exporter of clean energy. Unlocking this resource could not only transform the energy landscape, but also enhance energy independence in times of crisis. Up next, 9th from FIES.org. I could make holiday planning easier for overwhelmed travelers. A recent study from the University of Surrey suggests that generative AI could be a game changer for travelers feeling overwhelmed by planning their vacations. The research indicates that AI can assist in organizing thoughts, comparing different travel options, and ultimately helping people follow through with their holiday plans, which they might otherwise abandon due to stress or indecision. This isn't just a small observation. It highlights how technology can support us in managing the complexities of travel planning. By streamlining the process, AI could make it easier for people to enjoy their trips rather than dread the planning stage. So if you've ever felt stuck trying to figure out where to go or how to plan your itinerary, this could be a helpful tool to consider. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.